At the movies this week, we'll discover the adventures of a middle-aged college girl. Thanks for joining me for another Real Discovery. I'm Kristen Dreyer-Kramer from nightsandweekends.com. At this time of year, graduates everywhere are donning their caps and gowns and throwing parties to celebrate their accomplishments. And in the college comedy Life of the Party, a middle-aged mom goes back to school to try to achieve what she missed out on 2 decades ago. Life of the Party stars Melissa McCarthy as Deanna, a 40-something housewife whose husband announces that he's leaving her for another woman. After she recovers from the initial shock, Deanna decides that it's time to get her life back, and she plans to start by finishing her degree. That means returning to the school she attended decades ago, where her daughter Maddie, played by Molly Gordon, is also a senior. And as she makes the transition into her new life, she ends up making new friends and embarking on new adventures. Now, in general, Melissa McCarthy is known for her wild and crazy, and often obnoxious, comedies. For Life of the Party, though, she tones down the usual shtick. She isn't a loud and totally clueless woman who makes a nuisance of herself on campus. Instead, she's just a mom, sweet and well-meaning and a little bit naive. Everything here is toned down from McCarthy's usual comedy. The character is more restrained, and so are the laughs. Deanna's experiences on campus lead to plenty of awkward moments, but the humor isn't quite as over-the-top as audiences might expect. Meanwhile, there's just not much conflict here. Deanna doesn't really mope or drown her sorrows or go crazy over her husband's leaving. It doesn't take long for her daughter to embrace her decision. There are parties and hookups, a frat house makeover, and some mean girl drama too, but nothing really turns into anything substantial. And it feels more like a series of random college experiences than a real story. But is it worth going back to school with this mom in transition? Not necessarily. Life of the Party definitely isn't the typical Melissa McCarthy movie. While the result is sometimes cute and playful, it's also a bit bland, and it's entirely forgettable. It gets a C-. And finally this week, our real quick discovery. For Life of the Party, Melissa McCarthy once again teams up with director, co-writer, actor, and husband of 12 years, Ben Falcone. This is their third film together, following 2014's Tammy and 2016's The Boss. Well, that's it for another Real Discovery. For more reviews and updates on the latest films, including Margot Robbie in the edgy thriller Terminal, visit realdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. Until next week, take some time to catch a movie or two. You never know what you might discover.